get you on the radio. Yeah, you gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is hour number two. If you're listening to the podcast, you just missed hour number one with What Tools Inside, and we're talking about a bunch of different subjects. But welcome back, everybody out there. We're going to have a good time here. I want to get your calls, 877-733-1011. Let's hear those home improvement projects, 877-733-1011. That's the number to get here in the studio. Hour number two means that, well, we're going to have some 30 seconds outdoor cleaner coming up to give away here and a little bit later in the show. And jump over to Facebook page where you're going to find all the stuff we're talking about. It'll be posted up there and a little easier to find stuff on Around the House with Eric G on Facebook, which you can go at ATHKXL to find it there. Like, follow all that stuff, because I'm putting stuff up every day, all week long. And we've actually had a poll up there to see if there's some new subjects we were missing out on around the house. And it's been kind of fun. So it's got a couple days left on there. So cruise over to the Facebook page. We're asking a couple questions, and you're going to see me doing more of that with some polls and stuff, asking you on some different subjects. What are hot subjects for you? What do you want to learn more about? Always like to have your input on that kind of stuff. So when in doubt, give us a call at 877-733-1011.
Also, while you're checking out the Facebook page, don't forget to stop by Around the House Nation. This is our closed group where we just kind of have conversations, and we've got some professionals there that are able to answer your questions. We actually just had a flooring professional join the group and showed off some of his work. Really good looking work.
I love it. I mean, we were talking about this last week. I mean, we had somebody talking about how to recycle concrete block and try to save it and do something with it. The guy that was commenting on it, William Suck, he is the major architect out of New York. I mean, he designed the Intrepid Museum in New York City. So, I mean, it's kind of funny, the people that are the great people that are sitting there commenting on this. And you've got homeowners, you've got professionals. So it's a cool little thing where you can kind of long form stuff and see it on there. And we get to control it. So we get everybody to play nice together. So it's a good little format.
Really, our number one big rule: no politics and play nice.
Everybody be nice together. So I love it. Well, one of the things we've been talking about here in the show that's been hot is remodeling. And I wanted to talk about it because it's coming up again in our subject out there. And right now, the four cities have asked Metro to expand the urban growth boundary here in Portland, which is great, because if they expand that, from my perspective, if they expand out that urban growth boundary, they're going to be able to create more homes, and it'll be able to take some of the load off and maybe stop some of the bidding wars that are really ratcheting prices up here and keeping the homes up. But the one thing that we got to keep in mind, and I want everybody to keep this thought in their head as they're designing out their projects coming up: I'm seeing price increases in construction right now across the board, from the shipping point of view and from the materials point of view. Lumber. So if you're building a home right now and you priced that out 6 months or a year ago, on average right there across the country, prices are up on lumber 27%. That's a big number on a project. So you need to be careful with that. And some of this stuff is, like I said last week, we're running into shipping problems out there. There's not enough rail cars in Canada. There's not enough rail cars in the U.S. There's not enough trucks on the road out there. Not enough trucks being built, not enough truck drivers. There's some serious problems with shipping right now across the country. And this stuff's going to get pretty darn expensive, and it's going up. I mean, I'm seeing prices on cabinetry. I'm seeing usually from the major manufacturers, you would see a January, February price increase. Now I'm starting to see, because of the cost of goods and from shipping issues, you're seeing those second price increases come in mid-year. So that has usually happened when there's a lot of these things going on like that. From, you know, there's tariffs, there's shipping, there's all these different things going on. But when you're planning those projects, really keep pricing those lumber packages. If you're working on that deck right now and you're going to build a whole brand new deck, keep in mind on those packages. If you haven't bought your lumber yet, eyeball that, because it's expensive. And then you need to come up with a budget for it, and keep an eye on stuff because it's getting expensive. Hey, let's run out here to Zach in Newburg. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, Eric. Thank you. So We are turning, we've got a big room. It's like 30 by 30.
Okay.
A mother-in-law suite with two bedrooms and then kind of a living area.
Okay.
And we were just going to add a mini split in the living area. Do we need to add a separate heat source for each bedroom, or is that adequate for the whole area?
You know, if it's fairly well insulated, I would get with the people that are putting the mini split in, but many times that'll take care of that area pretty well. You know, what I would say is when you put the doors and stuff in there, make sure you've got a little bit of gap underneath them so you can get some airflow through there. But unless you've got a ton of heat loss in there, many times you don't have to do that. That mini split will keep things, you know, pretty reasonable in there.
Awesome. Well, that's great.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the radiant heat and, you know, like the cadet heaters or any of those other heaters, yeah. Just because you got to maintain them, you got to keep them clean all the time, and they're super inefficient. So if that mother-in-law suite is insulated well, and it should be very adequate for that.
Perfect. Yeah, and it's going to be insulated on all sides. So
there you go. You should be good to go.
All right, thanks, Eric.
All right, man. Appreciate thanks for it. Calling in. Have a good day. Ah, great call.
Good call.
Hey, I want to get, I'm going to talk, I might be doing a segment on that coming up. That's on my hot list as the mini split stuff coming up for my more segments.
For insulation?
For insulation and stuff, having one done. Because you can actually get a hold and do DIY kits of that, which is kind of cool. That's okay. Something you can do. So there's different ways to do that out there. You know, I work a lot with Pyramid Heating and Cooling, and you can do some of that stuff and get it set up to do that. So it's not a bad... it's not the best DIY project to do the whole thing, but if you team up with your heating air conditioning professional, you can get those things put in pretty reasonably.
And so, get it in now, and then you'll be nice and set come wintertime.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's nice for summertime, too. I got a feeling this is going to be a hot one across the Pacific Northwest, and if it's a hot one, then that AC starts to pay for itself. It's working well. Nobody likes to come home to that old, you know, let's say you got that 15 or 20 or even 25-year-old heating and air conditioning system. And, you know, it happened to Bob a couple of years ago. We had a thing about it. You know, Bob, handyman Bob, the prior show co-host of mine here, he was the maintenance king, but forgot to have those maintenance people come out and maintain that thing. And sure enough, guess what happens? That ends up being a problem when it breaks down. So, you know, getting that new system in there is a good way to go. And then you're not worried about having the system fail when it always seems to be that 100 degree day.
When you need it most.
Need it most. It's getting just taxed. That's when that thing goes down. Speaking of that, it's a good time to go out and make sure to change that air filter. If you haven't done it since last wintertime, then it's probably overdue. So, all right, we're going to have some fun here. We got some good new music here. I love it. Well, when we come back, we'll be taking all your calls, 877-733-1011, and maybe some 30 seconds outdoor cleaner as soon as Around the House returns.
Fills up in silence all the words that we kept down. She dreams big. It's reason for me to lie.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we have a good time talking home improvement. We've had a great show so far. Happy if you're just joining us. I want to get your call because we're going to talk home improvement here for the rest of the time. We're going to talk a little bit about, well, we've got a couple surprises coming up, and maybe we'll get to those procrastinated tips by the time the end of the show ends up.
We're going to try to.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. That's where you can sit here and ask us questions about home improvement, and we're going to help you help others.
You know what time it is?
What time is it?
I think it's time we give away some 30
seconds outdoor cleaner.
Absolutely.
Let's do it here. So we're going to go caller number 12, and this is going to be, as I make you wait for your phone to get the number, this is going to be caller number 12, and we're going to do that hose in sprayer of 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. I love this. It's a Northwest product here. Heck, they're a Portland brand. That's what I like about these guys. You can sit there with this hose in sprayer and actually clean the second story windows with this stuff. Now, the secret of this, I'm going to give you two secrets. One, you got to come down here and pick it up in the studio in Portland. So we're not around the corner for everybody out there, because I know we got people listening all over the whole country. We've got international people out there. You got to pick it up in Portland, Oregon. So that's the key to this. But I really like the product. Follow the directions. Read it. follow the directions, and you'll get there. I already see people calling. I haven't even gotten the numbers yet. They put it in their phone. Smart people. 503-733-4101. 503-733-4101. And we'll have Donovan rocking and rolling there, working on that. And he'll be answering those calls. Now, if you've been playing on the What Tools Inside app, I just put the podcast up. So you can catch that over there on Around the House with Eric G. On the Facebook page, you can see that if you missed last hour, because we give away the secret for that. So stay tuned there. All right. Well, we've been talking urban growth boundaries and really trying to keep housing prices down because it's such a big deal out there. And so basically, Beaverton, Hillsborough, King City, and Wilsonville are trying to get some more houses put in out there. And so they want to add up to 9,232 new homes coming up in the coming years. So that's the game plan, is to really kind of get some more homes built, maybe keep some of that load in and get some of that pressure from the market off of that. So that could really help things out. And I hope that we get through that because, you know, you got like Hillsborough, they're trying to go for 150 acre expansion. You got Beaverton going for about 1200 acres. So this urban growth boundary, I get it. We don't want to have the urban sprawl, but we got to sit there and really, really work on, getting homes here so we can get people into affordable housing. Hey, let's run out here. Joyce and Silverton, welcome to Around the House.
Thank you. I thought you had said you didn't care much for radiant heat, and I wondered why.
You know, here's what I'm worried about, and I've had plenty of homes with radiant heat. You've got to be really careful with them, with radiant heat. And I'm talking about your electric radiant heat, because if you've got, you know, like your, everybody's pretty familiar with the Cadet heaters, and I have no problem with Cadet as a brand, but there's maintenance to them where you got to vacuum them out and clean them. And if you get something stacked up next to them or something falls over next to them, you got a pet that knocks something over in the middle of wintertime, you can have a fire hazard with them. And that's where I don't care for it. It gives great heat. It's not energy efficient heat compared to a lot of other things, but it is one of those things that ends up being inexpensive and a little more dangerous heat, in my opinion.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So,
all right. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in and thanks for listening to Around the House. Hey,
Bye-bye.
Let's run out here to Chris in Salem. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi.
Hey, what can I help you with today?
We just had air conditioning installed, and I've always put the little one inch thick filters in my return air screens.
Yep.
And then we have a 4-inch filter, heated filter in the furnace. But the guy installed the AC said that I shouldn't be pre-filtering that air to the furnace, but he never gave me a reason.
Here's why. Sometimes with filtration, you can create too much of a vacuum pressure on it. And so it has to try too hard to push that air, to suck the air back through your ventilation. So if it's designed for a 4-inch filter to grab everything, and then you've added another inch or two, depending on how many inputs you have, it can create a lot of pressure, which is hard on the fan, and you get reduced airflow. And reduced airflow might mean inefficiency in your system.
Got it.
So it's kind of like trying to drink that shake through the little tiny straw. It takes a lot more effort.
Got it.
All right.
Well, thank you much.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for calling into Around the House. Great calls there. Looks like we are just cruising through on the calls here. I think we've got a winner. I'll have the winner name here in a minute so we can keep that from going. Give Donovan a little bit of a break out there. He's been answering those phones. Well, so I want to talk a little bit more about that. Oh, it's Mike. Got it. Mike, welcome. Thanks for winning the 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. So talking a little bit more about urban growth boundaries here, and I just wanted to kind of wrap this up in a nice little blanket so everybody understands what this is. I really want to sit here and make sure that I get you the secrets out there of keeping these projects down. And right now, you know, we've got multiple things going on with the land prices and the new home construction prices going up. But I just want you to plan ahead on these projects because, again, if you're planning a kitchen and bath remodel right now, I'm going to say that if you're thinking about doing that next year, I got a feeling that's going to be a 7-10% more expensive project next year. And I think you're going to see that with everything from labor prices to lumber. And it's funny, I saw a thing from the National Home Builders this last week that said, even though the labor shortage for construction out there is massive. It's a huge problem. Lumber prices have become even a larger issue in the last couple weeks because of that. So we've got to be careful with this stuff out here because those projects are getting much more expensive. And so as a homeowner, you're going to have to decide whether you want to maybe sit tight and let that that market settle down a little bit because, you know, lumber prices are a commodity out there. They go all over the place. And I have a feeling that that is a really a short-term problem. I think that a year from now, it's probably going to be better off. But I'll be honest, though, here's the thing that I don't see happening. In my experience, when you look at material prices that are getting out there, you know, like cabinetry and plumbing fixtures and things like that, when they do those price increases, rarely do I see price decreases. It takes a major market shift for non-commodity items. So let's say your cabinet prices go up 5%. It takes a huge market shift for them to ever go back down 5%. So usually those things go up. When you get into commodities like lumber, they will go up and down. It'll be all over the place. You know, you can walk into your lumber yard or home center and go, wow, that sheet of plywood is this much today. And 2 weeks from now, it's way up or it's way down. That stuff is really volatile in pricing. But the problem is when you've got so much lumber that are in a project like that, you've got to really plan ahead. Because if you're thinking about, hey, I'm going to go this summer, I'm going to redo my deck and I'm going to do it all out of cedar or whatever, and I'm going to go after this, and then you have saved up for a year or two to do that, all of a sudden things are 27% more, that's an issue. So you've got to really be careful with that. So watch your prices, kind of stay tuned to all the news. We're going to talk about this stuff as it goes along. But one of those things that can save you some money if you pay attention to those prices out there. We're going to dive into a few more questions and stuff when we get back and talk about some poll questions just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're having a good time in here talking home improvement. We've been talking about those big projects. I do want to say this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com. And their CCB number, 593. All right. Got that out of the way. Love those guys at Adair Homes. They're kind of cool as a custom home builder out there. I like that they have their own cabinet shop. So they don't buy cabinets from anybody else. They have their own huge, massive, state-of-the-art facility where they build their own cabinets.
They got storerooms and all that?
Yeah, they got big warehouses of stuff. They get they're a big builder. And so nice. They dive into that stuff. But I do like that they have their own custom shop that's big where they can crank out their own cabinets and cruise along with that. So kind of different for a lot of the builders out there.
Real quick, we do want to get your phone calls, 877-733-1011, with anything that you got going on this weekend. Next weekend, it's Father's Day.
It is.
Creeping up on us.
It is. And so we're going to be out at Moen Machinery here in Gresham. We're going to have a good time out there, so I'll be out there. And I want you to come by and say hi. It's going to be a fun event out there. Those guys know how to put on a show. And I'm going to be part of it, so which means you get to come out and be a part of it as well. So if you're in the area out in Gresham, stop by. Let's take a look at tractors and power tools and stuff out there. And I want you to come by if you got a project, because if you got a project, that's going to be kind of fun. Bring by your iPad and let's talk about it. Let's talk about it on air. So come by and visit.
So you mentioned power tools.
Yes.
So, and you're a father.
Yep.
If your kid were to get you a power tool for Father's Day, what would you like to see?
Here's the thing, I'm going to answer this as Julie's spouse. I don't need a ton more power tools. I'm doing pretty well on them. There's some specialty stuff I need, but I'm different than almost everybody else out there. So I would start to focus on what really their passion is. Are they automotive? Great. That's a good angle to go. So you maybe want to dive down that road. So if they're a woodworker, great. There's some cool new woodworking stuff out there. If they're just a general DIY guy, oh my gosh, there's a ton of stuff for that. So really figure out your road to go down first. That way you get the subject matter. Because if you don't have the subject matter, you're just...
You don't know if they're gonna use what you give them.
Yeah, so you want to have something that's memorable. And to me, as a father and as a person that uses tools, I would much rather get one serious good quality tool than something that's going to be kind of, you know, junky that I got to throw away next year because I broke it.
There are 12 tools that are going to clutter up your workspace.
Yeah, you know, and so I'd put some thought into it. You know, these days... I would actually go out into the garage and cheat a little bit. And I would walk out there and take a look and see what power tool platform. So if you walk out there, if they've got Porter Cable, Rigid, Bosch, Makita, DeWalt,
Ryobi,
Milwaukee, whatever. Doesn't matter. Take a look out there. And then that kind of gives you some ideas of what direction you could go down that way. Maybe if you're on a budget, get them another battery. You know, not a bad way to go. But there are so many new things out there. Just in the budget items, you know, Milwaukee, for instance, has some really cool new blades. Just, I mean, it's inexpensive, but they got Sawzall blades that'll cut through cast iron and keep it cool. I mean, there's so many new carbide blades out there for doing things like that. You know, there's so many fun things out there. If they're a yard person, you know, I love to have my yard looking like it's a golf course or better. You know, I like to have that. So with that, there are so many outdoor battery powered power tools these days. Almost every single major manufacturer out there builds outdoor power tools using that same battery that their drill connects to. Gotta love that. You know,
absolutely. I mean, get rid of the cord.
There's Ryobi everything now, you know? I mean, you can even get a coffee maker made by Makita. I mean, there's tons of things out there that you can do with this that are meant for job sites. So when you're out there, you can go down that road and stay in the lane on the power tools and be great. It works out well. Now there's a ton of hand tools out there as well, you know, if you get into that stuff. You know, just from wrenches. I mean, so many people are craftsman people, you know, and with Sears kind of waning a little bit, you can now walk into your Ace Hardware and get Craftsman, you know, and that's a great thing. You know, you could add on to those Craftsman tools. There are so many new wrenches and things like that. You can pop down and grab at Ace Hardware and they've got them there. So there's things you can add to. And I love the old Craftsman stuff. I still have probably out of my hand tools that are wrenches and automotive stuff. I'm still probably 80% Craftsman stuff just because my dad had it and I got it that way just because, you know, that's how you learn.
You knew it was a good name.
Yeah, and I went with it. So, you know, and I don't buy really the corded Craftsman stuff, and no offense to them. They've got some good stuff out there too. You know, I've got probably a little more of a higher grade on most of my power tools, but yeah, you know, little sanders, things like that. Think about what projects are coming up. You know, are they going to be building a new deck? Are they going to be putting a new fence in? All right. There's some things that you can think about there with the future projects, you know, and figure out what those are. And maybe you can kind of make that project a little bit easier for them.
Now, I'm looking on Around the House Nation here. In the last month, you posted from one of our friends at Dirt Monkey University. They've got a pretty cool, or not them, but they're showing off this new tool for electrical boxes.
That is kind of cool. That is cool. So so if you're going to be doing a bunch of electrical work, or you can actually go in and it's a tool that you put on your multi-tool basically to... You know, which is like the little cutoff tool. You can cut things off or sand with it. You mount this on there, and it'll cut out the perfect hole for an electrical box. That's kind of cool.
That's really, you not even have to worry about dimensions.
Oh,
you know,
man.
It's going to be good.
You know, and when my buddy Al over at Northwest Lighting, they're sitting there. He buys that. I tell you what, when the probably the biggest lighting expert here in the Northwest sees it and goes, "I'm just buying one. I just ordered it." There you go.
You know
you got something good there. So that's kind of fun. So, but no, really, I mean, there's safety stuff out there that's great too. You know, if your dad's not out there for Father's Day, really following the safety stuff, go out and buy some good safety glasses, get a face shield, get some dust masks. There's a lot of cool things you can do, but I tell you what, one of my favorite things when in doubt, go buy some new LED lighting for the garage or any of that stuff. Lighting's easy because if they haven't upgraded their lighting, they're using light bulbs, they're using that stuff. Again, you can go out and dive into that again. That's a great tip for all of you out there buying. I grew up with my dad because, you know, my dad was a big Ford guy. We worked on Fords growing up because my grandfather worked on the Model T assembly line. So got a lot of Ford in the history of
it's in your blood.
It's in my blood. I can't help it. You know, he'd be working underneath the car, and we had some great cars growing up. You know, we had a 29 Model A in the garage, 64 and a half Mustang, 57 T-Bird. We were always working on cars, and that's kind of what got me into home improvement. But with my dad, we always had the incandescent bulb trouble light. Problem was, is if you're ever working on the gas or anything else, and you drop that thing and broke the bulb, guess what? You got an explosive situation potentially, and that's how you see so many garages burn down. Well, if you go out and get just an LED shop light, you know, to go underneath there, that's going to make things so much safer without having to worry about causing a fire or things like that. So there's great tools you can get out there. You know, there's stuff you can get in the under 50 category. You know, right now, this next week, you're going to see every single retailer out there. I mean, I've already seen, I always follow the Ace Hardware stuff because I love the little hardware stores in the communities because that's where you find a lot of the experts out there. And if you go in and talk to those guys down there, a lot of them have sales going on. You're going to see a really hard hit on the Father's Day tool sales this week, which means, heck, even if you don't have a father out there and you need to get something for yourself and you're not a dad, might be a good time to go get tools. There's a couple times a year that's really good. This is one of those weeks, and then coming up before Christmas is where you usually get that, is the other time of year that's really good to get tools. But something to dive in with that, you can really sit there and do that. So, man, where'd the time go? We got one more segment left. Probably won't have to take any calls, but we're going to talk about a few more little hot subjects just as soon as Around the House returns. You would see all six of us with our hands up in the air, dancing along, having a good time. This is what we talk about here. You can't have that for the dust. All right, now we're getting rummy here at the end of the show. But that means we're having a good time. So welcome back to Around the House with Eric G., where we got to have our Neil Diamond moment. That's just what we are. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Western Construction Systems for a minute here, because they've got a really cool thing going on right now for a charity. And, you know, they're great sponsors of the show, and I really want to help them help out this great organization. So they're going to be supporting Darian's Gift. And so what Darian's Gift is, it's a Salem-based nonprofit that supports families facing pediatric cancer. And this is where these guys really help families out. And, you know, that's kind of the worst situation, is you've got children, you've got parents that are working. Many times they have to travel. There's so many things going on when you've got pediatric cancer in your family that just everything around you is stressful with that. And they're trying to make a difference with that. And so I love this.
Well, and Craig King's the founder and president of the organization, and he knows what people are going through. His five-year-old son was diagnosed with cancer in January of this year. So, see? I mean, they're a resource. They're there. They want to be able to, they know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and the questions you're asking, and can help you get through it.
So here's what you do. Go over to Western Construction Systems Facebook page. What they're doing is, if you need an earthquake retrofit out there and you're thinking about doing that within their service area, which is a big service area, take a look, because they're giving away to the highest bidder this earthquake retrofit valued up to $8,000. So they're doing that, and 100% of the proceeds from that are going right over to Darian's Gift. So this is a really cool deal. To get more information about that, you actually have to run over to Western Construction Systems Facebook page. It's not on their website, but go over to that, and it's just Western Construction Systems, three words. And I think it's a really great deal. For one, it's over on the 15th at 5 p.m. So this is coming up around the corner, so you're going to want to make sure and get on that. But, I mean, really, if you're thinking about getting your house ready for that earthquake, And they say it's coming. You know, it's going to happen again. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be 10 years from now. But if your house isn't, you know, tied down to the foundation, that's a big deal. You know, and if you're looking, I've seen homes in the 70s around here that I've looked at that still aren't tied down. And so they didn't really get into those until the 70s. You know, really in the 80s is when you started to see every house being done. But depending where the house is located, sometimes they didn't do it. And so it's just the weight of the home holding it down. So you want to get that earthquake retrofit to get that tied in together. So you can actually get the work done, pay Western Construction for it. They donated to Darian's Gift. Everybody wins, and you made your house a little bit more safer with that. So that's the great part of that. So, and an $8,000 earthquake retrofit gets you a long ways. You know, that's a pretty good project right there, because you're seeing most, you know, in this area at least, with many homes, especially your older ones, you're seeing, you know, that $6,000 to $8,000 is a pretty average price out there for that. So it's not like the half price of a normal retrofit. They're getting serious about it. So cruise over to Western Construction Systems. They're experts on this stuff, and get it taken care of. But it's a good way to go.
Help support a good cause as well.
It is. And there's a lot of great causes out there, but this is one of the ones that they do. You know, Western does this a couple times a year. They'll grab a charity, and with that, you know, they'll donate one of these things. They did it last year for a different cause, and this is just a great one here too. So it's something that we definitely want to support, because there's a lot we can do to help out other people. And it's been kind of a dark week out there with you know, all the different darkness with the celebrities and losing lives and things like that. It's just a good time for everybody to kind of put their hands around and really help people out a little bit. I think we could do a lot more of that in society today, and Western's trying to make a difference. So let's help them help others.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we've got I can't believe where the time gone. Right? This is insane.
Well, we've got a good week next week.
We do. We're going to have fun out at Moen Machinery, so I want you to come out and visit me from noon to 2 next Saturday at Moen Machinery, because we're going to have a lot of fun out there. There'll be prizes, and we're going to talk power tools and tractors and stuff, so why not do that? So
why not go face-to-face? But, hey, I do want to say we want to get to this list of the top 10 most procrastinated items.
But that's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to executive producer Dane Votter for making the show sound great, Donovan Sargent, who rocked the communication center and kept us all on track, and Dave Bourne, whose last show today with us, who is born ready to drive us from the captain's chair. Thanks, Dave, for all you do. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. Want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for modeling, and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure to do what you love and love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G, LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2018. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.